Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Hi there, thank you for joining me for this episode of Safety School. This one's going to be a bit of a thought for the day around how you approach your HSE practice or management in the world of work. I had a guest on the Safety Podcast earlier today and we discussed quite a number of things, but one of the things we wrapped up with was the need for HSE practitioners and management in business in general to change the focus away from the absence of negatives and affirming that good performance is related to the absence of negatives, in other words, accidents and incidents and so on, towards one that's focused on the presence of positive and using those positives as a powerful means of progression and a continuous improvement. So going back to what this all means, I guess it's it's one of those old principles in life that says that we get what we're looking for, or what we seek, we will find. And I think that resonates certainly with me. And I just wanted to think about that for a moment and to get you as well to think about what you do in your business on a daily basis and whether or not you're focusing on the absence of negatives, or indeed if you're looking for the presence of positives and using them as a means to go forward. When it comes to safety, it's easy to see negatives like the accidents and the failures, the poor behaviours, things that indicate when your operations aren't going 100% according to plan. We do tend to veer towards that and almost get afraid of one of these negative outcomes happening, and focusing towards the fact that if we can eliminate all of these negatives, then everything should be hunky-dory. People have been doing it this way for a long time, but we had to ask ourselves the question, is good performance, or should good performance be directly related to the absence of negatives? If we take that principle of what we seek we will find literally, then in some respects, if we're always looking out for the negatives, then of course we're going to eventually find them, aren't we? And don't get me wrong, negatives such as near misses and low level learning opportunities have been used and still are used as a means of improvement. But if we're only using negative metrics or things that are associated with failure as a means of gauging our performance, then obviously, if we're not getting any data, the only point after that is failure. So if we've had no accidents for a year, then the only measure that we can gauge by is the next accident that happens. Is this really a good way to approach things? I think that although it's really important to monitor certain statistics and metrics, there is a huge opportunity for us to look towards what is positively happening in our businesses. And, the question needs to be asked, why are we treating EHS or HSC differently than other aspects? If we were talking about quality or logistics or delivery, we'd be looking at, yes, solving problems, but we'd also be celebrating when things are done properly, done well, done efficiently, and trying to replicate that over and over again. So why not take that attitude with EHS and also use that change or flip towards your perspective as a means to instigate integration of those positive stories into your daily processes or weekly reports and share that learning amongst your organization. So I think that is something that everyone can ask themselves. Do you currently recognize all the positive things that are happening that are getting you to achieve what you're already achieving today? Celebrating those, patting each other on the back and sharing it in a way that everyone can learn from it. If we use that theory around what we seek, we will find, and you get what you're looking for, then surely we have to leverage the positive actions and the positive things that are already happening in our business to push us forward in the right direction. So I'll leave you with that one for the day. Thank you for joining us for this short episode. Hopefully we'll catch you next time. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.